Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. Next week is Earth Day on Thursday, and we're celebrating with some ways that we think we can be helping anyway. Plus, Brood X is coming. What is it? Well, I'll have an update. And Sharon Fisher joins us with information on the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival. We've been waiting for that, right? It occurs every year, or this year anyway, on schedule. You can call in, too, at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Kelly Velez and Colton Young are at the controls today, and Teresa Watkins, Joni, and I are here to hosting your program. So please join Kelly, Colton, Teresa, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hello.
Honey, where are you?
Well, I'm at Rural King, darling.
What? You sent me to and you go to Rural King? You went to my favorite store without me.
Well, I was just passing by and saw they were having their King of Spring event. I had to get some veggies and herbs before they're gone.
But you went without me.
Friends, don't wait another minute. Rural King is the King of Spring and nobody beats their prices.
But you went without me.
Drivers, distractions are everywhere. When you're behind the wheel, stay focused on the road and always watch for bicyclists. Drive with caution. Slowing down a few miles per hour could make a difference between taking a life or saving a life. We all have a right to arrive at our destination safely. Please do your part by slowing down, staying alert, and sharing the road safely. Alert today, alive tomorrow. Because safety doesn't happen by accident. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Transportation.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Is there such a thing as absolute truth? A recent study showed that two-thirds of American adults believe there's no such thing. For many, truth is relative to their own situation. What this means is we make up our own personal moral code, which is a recipe for disaster. When truth is relative, that means anything goes. So is there absolute truth? Absolutely. But it's not found in a religion or philosophy or a personal opinion or even in the world of science. It's found in a person. Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He's the only way to God. He personifies truth and is the key to a fulfilled eternal life. Want to know absolute truth? Look to Jesus in the Bible. Want to know how to live the truth? Just look and see what Jesus would do and what he teaches. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
And good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. This year, the year was 1970, and it was the first Earth Day on April 22nd. That was 51 years ago, and we're still celebrating today. I think we're party people. what will you do? Well, we'll be making some suggestions here, or maybe have some ideas what we've done in the past. Now about Brood X. I've been through one of these. And we have some every year in Florida, but not like they do in other portions of the United States. They buzz and make lots of noise, but it's worse if you're a big hatch of the cicadas. Where all the noise be this year? Not in Florida. They're very interesting insects, sometimes called locusts. We do not have what is known as a periodic cicada, but ours seem to be more annual cicadas. But the life cycle can take more than a year for ours also. And I'll have where to look for them this year anyway, if you want to go see them or hear them. I've been through them. Like I said, you don't want to. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa and Joni. I'm also an Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. And, of course, our books are out there for both Teresa and me. Go up and Google us, and you'll find them. And thanks for stopping by for this hour, Better Lawns and Gardens. We are awaiting your calls. Joni, the operator, is standing by. She's shaking her head.
I'm sitting by.
Sitting by. Number here is 407-916-5400 or toll free at 1-888-45-LAWNS. And, of course, you can text us at 23680. I'm looking over there. There's nothing yet. Be the first one in. You don't get a prize, but just be the first one. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered. Hour number one, Sharon Fisher from the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival will be stopping by. What will the event look like this year? What foliage plants will be for sale? We'll find out. Both Teresa, Joni, and I will be there, too, in the plant doctor booth. I call it the dunking booth. Teresa doesn't know that yet. People throw old plants at you.
I'm going to change my clothes now. I had something I was going to wear.
Joni knows that in the plant doctor booth up there. Yeah. See old friends and have a good time. Hour number two, Teresa and I will be talking with Tina McIntyre, the Florida Friendly Landscape Agent, and we'll have information on a week-long Earth Day celebration. Teresa's going to be part of that, and of course, we'll be answering your questions too. Webpage is up for April with my amaryllis experience. It was in the newspaper today, too. I had a picture of my amaryllis in there.
Wonderful.
And two of them. I forget the names of them. We also have Joni's Orchid feature. Teresa has the cottage garden design feature. There's also Tom's Gotta Do Moon Sign Planning Dates. Take a look. It's all at betterlawns.com. Right now, today, making the program totally possible, Colton is at the controls. Kelly is standing by just in case. You know, it's kind of neat. We have two people running our program today.
I know.
Teresa and Joni and I are here. And Joni's in with Colton and Kelly. Right, Joni? Yeah, shaking her head. but anyway, well, welcome, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Joni.
Yeah, if you push the button, we can hear you. it's going to be a fun program today. I can tell you I'm already at it. But anyway, you can call us at 407-916-5400 or 1-888-45-LAWNS or text us at 23680. Facebook is up and running, right?
We are doing great on Facebook. We're getting so many likes, and we just encourage everybody to go up on our page and click the like, and they can even send us questions on the page.
Yep, very good. And Teresa will take care of those for us. And you have Flip My Florida going, right?
Yes. Yeah, so, well, filmed it last October, and it premiered last week, April 10th. And if you have the Discovery Channel, you can watch all the episodes. But if you don't have it, you can see it in June. It'll be on Roku and on the cable networks in June.
Very good. So this is a house that what you've...
This was a house in Winter Park that had a complete yard, front yard of gravel, 6 inches of gravel.
Wow. That's
no
a lot of
plants
gravel.
At all. And we flipped it in 8 hours and turned it into a lush wildlife attracting butterfly garden. And with natives and non-natives, and it's just beautiful. It's been in 6 months, and they've maybe pulled 3 weeds, but they've not had to do anything in their yard.
I need you to come over to my house and control those weeds like that, that's for sure. Hey, we got rain this week. I think everybody in Florida had rain.
I was so excited, and we got a good amount of rain.
Yeah, Jim and Beverly reported in. They had over 2 inches each.
Three inches up in Webster and in Ocala, they had three inches of rain.
2.5 inches at my house.
Wow.
Not a drop since, hardly.
Yeah. Well, we're expecting some more.
Nah, don't count on it. I looked at the radar from Tallahassee on down to about Ocala, Gainesville. I don't know, Teresa. I don't think.
Well, I'll just tell you, I have installations going on Monday and Tuesday. It's going to rain.
It'll rain. Okay, yeah. I'll be out Monday also. Bob Hodling's inviting a garden club over. Yeah, it'll probably rain that day. Okay, Earth Day. Earth Day is this week, and it began in 1970, of course. And I just got a little list of things that I normally do, Very quickly. I make Earth Day year-round. I mean, you know, why celebrate just one day?
Exactly. You want to use best management practices and not be wasteful anytime.
Yeah, and I conserve water using cisterns, using leaves and not sending the leaves to the landfill because I try to use them. Now, I have to admit I do send things for composting like limbs and things that I can't handle.
Sure.
And I just had a bunch of those. I improve my soil. I recycle household usables. And here's the one that I added to this, because it wasn't there in 1970. I use slow-release fertilizers.
That's very important. I think that's one of the best ways that we can protect our quality of water in our lakes and our rivers, is to make sure that we're not putting nutrients in the water.
Yeah. So anything else you want to add to that?
Or? Well, a couple of things. You know, you never want to fertilize before a rainstorm, because you lose a lot of it to stormwater runoff. And then also, if you're on a lakefront water body, you want to make sure that you don't go all the way down to the lake to put your fertilizer. It'll run down on the slope, but you want to keep between 10 and 20 feet away from a water body.
Yeah, I think some communities now have 30 feet.
I think that's very responsible, because around the lake, that soil's nutritious anyway. It's not going to need as much fertilizer as a dry, sandy soil over in the Lake Wales, Sandy Ridge area.
Yeah, you got a bunch of birds and things fertilizing it for you.
Exactly.
Hey, are you aware that Brood X is 10, is coming? It's on the way?
I didn't know. Now I'm going to lose sleep.
It's the periodic cicada, and I have been through one of those big hatches, and it's just amazing. What you see is soil popping up everywhere, even under porches where you think the insects wouldn't be. They've been there for 17 years somewhere.
Now, when they're coming up out of the ground, do they make noise then?
As soon as they come up as a larva stage. It attaches to trees. Then the adults hatch out. You've seen those. We have the annual cicada here.
Right. I've seen the little shells.
Little shells.
Yeah.
But they're everywhere. I mean, they're everywhere. And the things are buzzing, and that's when they hatch out. They start to buzz and make all these noise. So this year, it's going to be Delaware, northern Georgia, Illinois, New Jersey, southern Michigan, Maryland again, where I saw them, New York, North Carolina, West Virginia. That's where it'll be this year. And you can go up online, Google it, and it will have the maps and everything where they're going to be.
And do they all do it at the same time in these states?
Well, pretty much so, over a couple-week period.
So it does last a couple of weeks.
It's not just but the noise is loud, that's for sure. But what happens also is when they lay the eggs, they go into plants in the rose family, the cherry trees, the apples, and they lay the eggs. And when they do that, they make slits in the limbs, and the limbs break off.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that is.
Now, if you touch them, will they sting you or anything?
Oh, no. They may pinch you or something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's a little bit of data I got on them here. Cicadas, they say, are pretty much hollow. They're essentially violins with wings. I love it. They're the loudest insects in the southern United States.
Wow.
Yeah. They're sneaky. They hide from you. They're so loud when you get near them, they go on the other side of the tree.
So they can actually feel your vibrations coming towards
evidently,
them.
Evidently, they can smell you or something. I don't know. They do have enemies. They do have enemies, and one of them is the cicada killer. Now, we have those in Florida.
What is
big
this?
Big wasp-like insects. They are wasps.
Yeah.
They're very big, and they can pick up a cicada and stuff it in their nest.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And they're big, and they're scary. They're big wasps. They can sting. And let's see what else I want you to know about it. There are over 3,000 species of cicadas worldwide. The 17-year locust has red eyes.
Oh, my. It must be a party animal, too.
Yeah. And they make good fishing bait. Yeah, Kelly, it looks like you've seen those before. You might have been through one of those hatches. Well, he's shaking his head back there.
I remember us discussing, I think it was last week, that I thought they were cicadas, things of that nature, and then they were locusts. Yeah. So I've seen everything from grasshoppers to these cicadas.
Yeah, well, welcome to Florida.
Yes.
That's good. Well, that's Brood X coming. We got a couple of phone calls. Let's see if we can help out at least one or two of them here. How about let's go to Joe in Lake Mary. What do you say? Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Yes, I'm here. Let me start off. I have a tree root through the center of my lawn. Now, let me give you the rest of the story. The tree is at curbside. I had to replace the concrete slabs of these of the that were next to the tree, and when they did that, they cut with a big saw. They cut the root that extends onto my lawn.
Okay.
You know, all the so they cut that and they reslabbed it.
Okay.
I thought that would kill the root that's in my lawn, but it seems as though it's still growing. It's not. I don't know who it's giving energy to, but it seems like it's still alive. What do I do to the will the root die out or normally?
It may pop up.
What will happen?
There's a possibility it may pop up some shoots. And then if that's the case, just get a brush killer and go ahead and treat them. Otherwise, yeah, it's going to rot out.
It's going to eventually rot out, but it may sucker until then. It's going to try and survive. So brush killer is going to work, and you don't want to nick it or cut it, because that's going to encourage it to sucker even more because those roots are going to start to grow.
Yeah, so if you see any growth from it, just go ahead and get one of the brush killers and just put it on there. But be careful, don't treat your lawn, okay?
Don't treat the lawn because that gives it energy?
You treat the lawn, you kill the lawn with brush killer. So you just want to treat any shoot that comes off the tree root, okay?
Yeah, with a paintbrush or something like that.
Just follow the label.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Joe.
Have
a great gardening day. Tell you what, we're going to take a break. Because I see Sharon's already come in the garden door there, and we're going to be talking about the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival. And they're having it on schedule this year, and Teresa and I will be part of it. Joni's going to be there, so we'll all be having fun next week at the Art and Foliage Festival. We'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, Teresa Watkins here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Black Cow's process repurposes manure so it's environmentally friendly and beneficial for your garden and lawn. Black Cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils, and it helps to retain moisture too. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and Black Cow. For more details, check out their website at blackcow.com.
Climate change is a place for tremendous opportunities. We know the facts. Let's learn the solutions. Florida Climate Week by Volo Foundation is a free virtual event. Take part in a week's worth of events with guest speakers to help you understand the impact our changing climate is having on the Sunshine State and learn how to become a part of the solution. Florida Climate Week will feature over 40 exclusive events. Register now for free at floridaclimateweek.org.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Is there such a thing as absolute truth? A recent study showed that 2/3 of American adults believe there's no such thing. For many, truth is relative to their own situation. What this means is we make up our own personal moral code, which is a recipe for disaster. When truth is relative, that means anything goes. So is there absolute truth? Absolutely. But it's not found in a religion or philosophy or a personal opinion or even in the world of science. It's found in a person, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He's the only way to God. He personifies truth and is the key to a fulfilled eternal life. Want to know absolute truth? Look to Jesus in the Bible. Want to know how to live the truth? Just look and see what Jesus would do and what He teaches. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us. Guess how many new gardeners we had last year? 18.3 million. This data comes from the National Gardening Association.
Sane when you have to be at home all the time and get your mind straight. Going out in the garden, that's good.
Yeah, they say 42% of the gardeners say they increased gardening due to the COVID-19 pandemic. 88% of the gardeners intend to increase or maintain their level of gardening this year, 2021.
That's great news.
Yeah, and of the newcomers to gardening, 49% said they did it for good mental health, which is kind of neat. 49% said they did it due to the COVID-19. They have more available time to garden. That makes sense. They want to beautify the home, want to participate in a positive, enjoyable personal activity. Well, I think that's what you said during break here. Maybe just like to...
They feel better.
Yeah, just want to do it. Yeah, and they want to participate in a good family activity, 35%. So lots of good reasons there for gardening, and just a nice bunch of data there. Tell you what, let's welcome in Sharon Fisher with the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival. And Sharon, I am sure, is hard working to get the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival ready for next weekend, April 24th and 25th. Sharon, good morning to you.
Good morning,
good
Sharon.
Good morning to you, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, fine. Tom and Teresa both here today. We'll be asking you all different kind of complicated questions.
That'd be fine.
You know, I always look forward to seeing the great display of foliage, plants, shrubs, perennials, and art. What will it be like this year?
Well, just like when we were talking with, or I was going over the points that you had sent me to talk about, it's very different. The foliage growers had to close down most, two or three of them that we use in March because they did not have the foliages. Like Nelson Rosens does not have the roses available for us. We have some other roses, but they're not from Nelson's. So it is different. The growers have gone out and they're looking all around to bring in the foliage that we need, you know, to help the people. Like you said, they're talking about more of them are beautifying their homes, and social distancing and wearing the mask is going to be a very big challenge.
That's what I was going to ask you. There'll be social distancing and people will be expected to wear masks. Is that correct?
Yeah, even in the art and craft area and that area, you know, usually they're like 10 or 12 feet apart, and they've had to go to 14 to 16, and that's rough when you're trying to keep people together, you know.
Yeah, now I'm kind of surprised, and Teresa, you probably are too, that the strain on the growers right now.
They cannot keep up with the demand, and and the plants are going not only to Florida but out of the state. Texas is you know, in high demand of Florida plants because we have the same kind of plants they grow there, and they're also going up north too as well. So
exactly, and we've also had to. We have over 20 specialists, and we're lucky that we have 15, and one of them is like Long and Scott bringing in the fresh vegetables, which the people are always looking for.
Oh, yes.
And we didn't pick a special plant. We went with the growers looking, just butterflies are big with people right now.
So, Sharon, what kind of plants will they be able to find? So we want everyone to come out, and what will they be carrying home?
Yeah, no, we have, we've got Rex begonias, we have plumeria, amaryllis, a lot of, Ray Green and Liner Patch and some of the others are bringing in a lot of the landscape plants that people are, like Tom, you said, or I heard you say earlier, people are doing more gardening around their home, and that's what we're encouraging.
What are your favorite plants, Sharon?
You know, I like the Hoyas. and I love bromeliads, and we have a wonderful TNT bromeliad farm, and I get beautiful green leaves with amaryllis, and I have yet to have a bulb stock come up with a bulb, but I guess someday I'll be blessed.
You'll have to call into the show, and we can help you.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, I'll do that.
This was supposed to be your year. The amaryllis were really out this year. New bulbs.
It is amazing. The people like the Garden Club of Apopka, and they've had programs on that. Because I'm sure you know Bill Warren, who is the amaryllis man. But,
oh, yes. And he will be there?
Yes, sir, he will be there.
Well,
yeah,
you need
he'll
to
be there. It was like Ray and Kathy Roberts. They can't come. Yeah, it's just one of those. We are bringing in Kathy Hopper, who is in charge of the festival, as far as foliage, is bringing in the raised garden. I guess what you want to call it, a container garden. People are doing a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, they're going to find a lot of plants that's not available in, like, the do-it-yourself stores. So this is a great opportunity for people to come and get unique plants, like the Rex begonias. My eyes lit up and my heart started beating when I heard, I'm going home with some Rex begonias.
And maybe a couple of new bromeliads for me.
That's it. That's it. I'm excited.
That's my favorite right there.
Okay, Sharon, here's what you do. Now, we have the amaryllis expert in. You get a bulb from him and tell him you want the guarantee that it's going to bloom next year for you.
Going to have a flower next year? That's exactly right.
There you go. Now, Teresa and I and Joni are going to be in the plant doctor booth, and Teresa's going to be there from 12 to 2 on Saturday. Joni and I will be there from 12 to 2 on Sunday, okay?
Wonderful.
Okay.
And is that going to be located in a different spot this year, a nice shade tree or something?
We're going to put you by a shade tree because places that you have been in the past, that tree disappeared.
Oh.
And, so it is nothing but bright sunlight. But moved you over in an area in the area where the bonsai man is and our Vital Earth, Bernie and Carl Morrow with the worm farm.
Sure,
we know them. Yeah.
So we have you there. We have a tent for you, so you'll be out of the sun.
Okay, well, enjoy it, that's for sure.
I'm looking forward to it.
Now, Teresa, people should, if they want to bring us a sample or something, they can do that?
Sure, bring us, don't dig up shrubs out of your lawn, but you can bring us some leaves or some pictures, and I'll even be giving some design tips. So if they want to bring some pictures of their home or some paper I can draw on, and they can go home with some designs.
Can't beat that.
I think that'd be good.
Yeah. Now, what activities do you have for the kids this year?
Home Depot is bringing in, they set up two tents for the children over in the children's area where the swings and all of that are. So they have kits, whether they're doing the bug kit or...
Oh, that's nice.
Every year it's a different thing, so, you know, you don't really know what you're getting until you see all these little kids walking around with the Home Depot aprons and a button, and then if they got, like, their bug box, so...
They will love that.
It's a good thing. You know, we do have school art again this year. We don't have as much as we've had in the past because the kids are not available. And one disappointment that we have is that Chad Limes and Butterfly Release, because of COVID-19, cannot come in.
Oh, well, sorry to hear that. Yeah. Now, I was thinking entertainment also. What you need to do is have karaoke because Joni likes to sing in the car. and I figure that if you had karaoke, she could come and sing. What do you think, Joni?
Arrange that for her.
Yeah, well, she's getting her headset.
We can put her on the stage.
She's getting her headset on there. What do you think?
What?
Karaoke for you, for entertainment.
Whatever.
Good sport, Joni. Yeah,
but you do have entertainment.
We do. And
yes,
also,
we do.
There's going to be a art displayed. So what kind of contest or judging is going on for that?
It's a juried show, so yes, there is, you know, there's a lot of the fine art crafts, and then there's so many divisions. There's, you know, this high end, and then there's the art and craft area that is judged separate from the fine art.
Yeah. Now, has the pandemic affected the art people coming in, or is it still about the same?
They have.
Has.
Yeah. A lot of them, you know. And I don't blame anybody, but a lot of them don't want to do that. They're going to also try in the food area. I mean, in the food court, we have the, you know, hot dogs, hamburgers, and barbecue, and pizza, and that. And they also have a wine tasting.
Oh, that sounds nice. There you go. That's
yeah,
wonderful.
That's down beyond the foliage area. So it's like if you come into foliage, you'll go right by. I think it's actually a beer and wine tasting.
Wow.
And does the judging get better after you go past the wine and beer tasting?
I was thinking either down next to the plant doctor booth.
Yeah, I'll look. You know, I will look into that.
Okay, so now where can people come to see the Art and Foliage Festival? What's the location?
It's at the Kitland Nelson Park, and we're off of Main Street 441 in Apopka, Park Avenue. Mm-hmm. It's when you turn at the light on Park Avenue, we're three blocks down. There's no way you're going to miss it because out in the front they have like Sponsors Row and the school art tents, and you'll see the arts and crafts.
Yeah, how about parking?
And there's parking done by the Boy Scouts.
Excellent.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, it's fine. The Boy Scouts charge $5 for parking, and it's well directed by as far as the Apopka police telling you go here and park.
Yep. And you have great handouts so people will be able to find everything that they want, right?
Yep, that's exactly right. We have a main information booth that is manned by different ladies of the Woman's Club. So
good. Sharon, we appreciate you very much. We'll be there next Saturday and Sunday. Yes.
Thank you, Sharon.
Both Teresa and Joni and I will be there. Teresa will be there Saturday, and I will be there on Sunday. And that was Teresa Fisher with the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival. Let's go ahead and do it. We'll take a break. And when we come back, Charlotte will be number one on our list.
Hang on, Charlotte.
Yeah, but you can go ahead and get up, call in also. Number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. We'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Is there such a thing as absolute truth? A recent study showed that 2/3 of American adults believe there's no such thing. For many, truth is relative to their own situation. What this means is we make up our own personal moral code, which is a recipe for disaster. When truth is relative, that means anything goes. So is there absolute truth? Absolutely. But it's not found in a religion or philosophy or a personal opinion or even in the world of science. It's found in a person, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He's the only way to God. He personifies truth and is the key to a fulfilled eternal life. Want to know absolute truth? Look to Jesus in the Bible. Want to know how to live the truth? Just look and see what Jesus would do and what he teaches. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Looking to make your spring fresh and new? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has whatever you're looking for. Fancy shrubs and large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like super tunias and azaleas, plus avocados, olives, peaches, blueberries, and citrus, along with vegetables and herbs too. Pick up quality natural fertilizers and organics like Azomite. Experience the Quality Green Specialist difference. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 1639 North Spring Garden Avenue, DeLand, or visit qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Teresa Watkins is an award-winning horticulturist and landscape designer in Central Florida. Give her a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Yeah, welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Have to turn the microphone button on for it to come on. You realize that, everybody.
Back in the studio, it's a little bit different.
No, at home we were live all the time. Yeah, I want to appreciate having Sharon Fisher with us from the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival. You know, I always tell people it's an opportunity to get out and get plants that you don't have.
Exactly. That's why I'm very excited about it, because at these festivals, vendors come that normally just sell to nurseries,
yeah.
But now you can go right there and get a good selection of plants and at a great price too.
Oh yes, and if you're
cutting out that middleman,
if you're up in Sanford this weekend, they have the Seminole Bromeliad and Tropical Plant Society sale, and that's going to be at the Sanford Garden Club. And when you get up there, I'm sure there'll be signs all around. But if you're in the area, you know where it is, and that's the Seminole Bromeliad and Tropical Plant Society. I'm sure if you Google that, you'll get all different kind of information on it. But that is going to be both today and tomorrow. And let's see, 9 a.m. on the 27th. No, what are they doing? Oh, that's when that started. April 17th and 18th, 9 to 4.
There you go.
They had an auction that started in March.
But it's a good opportunity with the Bromeliad Society to get rare bromeliads that you, again, don't find in the normal nurseries.
Yeah, I love my bromeliads. Joni likes her orchids. They do have orchids with them, too. It's tropical plants, so it kind of works out neat. You know, I have not got a text message. I hope that thing's working. So it's 23680. Give it a try if you want to text me and just say, you can just say hi if you want to. It's okay. 23680. But right now we got plenty of callers. So let's go to Charlotte in Plant City. What do you say?
Good morning, Charlotte.
Well, and good morning to you all. And first of all, a comment. I can relate to Miss Fisher talking about the amaryllis. I have one bloom that's come up out of approximately 15. So I totally relate.
You know what you do with those, Charlotte? What you do is you dig them and give them to your friends and get new ones.
Oh, yeah. They're getting ready to get dug up and just throwed out, and maybe they'll live. Okay, my question today is my nemesis, the Myers lemon tree. I planted this last spring, and this year had a full flush of blooms, lots of pretty leaves, and it was maybe 3 weeks ago, I noticed that most of the leaves are gone.
Wow.
All of the blooms have fallen off. No lemons.
Yeah, that's not good. Sounds like not a tree. It's very healthy.
No, it doesn't. How tall is it?
I'm going to say maybe not quite 3 feet.
Yeah, they grow as a bush, but it's not a very big one.
It's not. And I'm just wondering how much water is it getting?
Oh, well, we had all the rain last weekend, so it had plenty of water, but up to that point, it was doing well. I made sure I gave it water, but I didn't overwater.
Yeah. Any new growth?
No.
Okay. You know, my guess is you're ready for a new plant.
Yeah. I don't know what caused it, Charlotte. I mean, we haven't had any extreme temperatures.
No. Well, you've got all different kinds of diseases. You've got greening is one of them, and then you've got foot rot. And I dig down around the base of it and see what the trunk looks like down there. You may find it's just rotted away there, but something pretty dramatic.
It looks fine.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, dramatic. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, that's fine. Something pretty dramatic happened to have that type of leaf loss and everything and not new growth.
Did you fertilize it?
Oh, I fertilized it. Yeah, I all of the other ones I fertilized at the same time. Everybody else is really, you know, getting fat and happy.
Okay. Yeah. Must be that tree then.
Yeah, all you can do is just, you can wait it out and see what happens. Scratch the stems. If they're green, there's hope there. Otherwise, I think you're going to be in the new tree business, regretfully.
Okay. All right. Well, good. That's what I wanted to know.
Okay.
I'm getting ready to do some whacking on it today and see if maybe that'll help.
Yeah.
And good luck with your amaryllis also.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We're going to Tallahassee and talk with Jane. Jane, good morning to you. You've been getting all different kind of rain up there.
Good morning, Jane.
Hello, Jane. Are you there? Hello, Jane. We'll give her a count of five.
Hello.
One, two. Yes.
Hello. Good morning, Jane.
Okay.
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning to you, too. Yeah. So you've been getting all different kind of rain in Tallahassee.
Yes, we have. We have. Yes. I have a problem with clover in my lawn.
Okay. Well, what type of lawn do you have?
It's new construction, 2 years old.
Okay. Do you know what type of grass it is? Is it St. Augustine, Bahia, Centipede, Zoysia?
It's not St. Augustine.
Okay. So it could be
Bahia.
Could be Bahia. Here's what you have to do, Jane. You need to take a sample of it to your local extension office or garden center. And then what they will suggest for you, one of two things, either a weed and feed. Most weed and feeds are going to take clover out. Clover's not a hard one to take out. And they will suggest either a weed and feed or a liquid, one or the other, made for your lawn type. But you got to know what you have, first of all.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. We've tried the weed and feed, and it does not work. I even professionally had it done, and it came back.
Well, you know, clover can come back. That's possible. But you need to make sure it's really clover also. Take a specimen of the weed with you when you take your grass. But the first thing is to find out what grass it is. Then you can be more specific as to what the herbicide should be, because most herbicides will work clover over.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to get rid of.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jane.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if she's calling dollar weed. Clover.
Yeah, but most broadleaf herbicides will still take out dollar weed. I mean, you may have to do it, may have to have a repeat performance, but it'll do okay. Yeah.
There we go. We have Bob in Barford Bay.
We're going to take
He's
a break.
He's going to hang on there.
Yep, Bob will
We'll
hang
be right
on
with you.
And we'll get back. If you want to give us a call, you certainly can. Number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. Or if you want to call local, 407-916-5400. Boy, there's offering kind of ways you can get in contact with us. Or you can text me, 23680. Not a single text message. That worries me right now. We'll be back. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Here's something you don't want to miss. The 59th Annual Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, April 24th and 25th at Kitland Nelson Park in Apopka. Come check out the incredible flowers and foliage, talk to the plant doctors, and learn more about conservation. Amazing artists and fine crafters will show and sell their works. Live entertainment, great food, children's art area, nature activities, and more. The Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, April 24th and 25th. Admission is free. Visit ApopkaArtandFoliageFestival.org.
Hi, Teresa Watkins here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Black Cow's process repurposes manure so it's environmentally friendly and beneficial for your garden and lawn. Black Cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils, and it helps to retain moisture too. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and Black Cow. For more details, check out their website at blackcow.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Miss America 2020 Camille Schreier. Join me in support of the DEA's National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 24th. Please get rid of the unused or expired prescriptions in your medicine cabinet. They could end up lost, stolen, or simply misused. Protect your family and our communities, and let's all keep prescription drugs out of the wrong hands. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. That's DEATakeback.com.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Is there such a thing as absolute truth? A recent study showed that 2/3 of American adults believe there's no such thing. For many, truth is relative to their own situation. What this means is we make up our own personal moral code, which is a recipe for disaster. When truth is relative, that means anything goes. So is there absolute truth? Absolutely. But it's not found in a religion or philosophy or a personal opinion or even in the world of science. It's found in a person, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He's the only way to God. He personifies truth and is the key to a fulfilled eternal life. Want to know absolute truth? Look to Jesus in the Bible. Want to know how to live the truth? Just look and see what Jesus would do and what he teaches. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you for being there with us. And thank you for all who text us. We did get it up and running. I had to reload it and everything. And Teresa put a quarter in it. It finally started working. Neat little text down here. We've got a couple of different ones. Let's see if I can get this one down here. It says, "My mother was born on 4/22, which is Earth Day, long before Earth Day."
So. Yes.
"And she took it very seriously, gardening, recycling. On Saturday morning, she took us out. And I guess they picked up stuff along the roadside, and they kind of call it a roadside party areas. They pick up bottles and cans, and they were turned in for money." I did that. You did that too?
We all collected when we were like 6 and 7 and 8 years old, go and collect bottles and get candy.
What was it, 2 cents a bottle and
five cents?
5 cents. You were living in the good neighborhood.
Yes.
That was a big bottle. The big soda bottles were a nickel. The other ones were 2 cents, I think. I used to get ice cream cones, which was kind of neat. And they also, in one area, they found the abandoned white dirty kitten. And they called it Fluffy and was an instant member of their family. Isn't that kind of neat?
That's sweet.
Yeah. Let's go. Who we got? Bob first, I think, right?
Yeah. Good morning, Bob.
Bob in Barefoot Bay. Good morning.
Hi. Hi, and good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes. How can we help?
I have a citrus tree, a grapefruit tree called the Flame variety.
Oh, yeah, Flame.
Yes, beautiful.
Good, nice red fruit.
And I thought that grapefruit season was over. My tree has about 6 buds on it that are turning into little BB-sized grapefruit. Is that normal?
Yeah, you can get what they call a June bloom a little early for that. So you're probably just getting a spring bloom still. But, yeah, they'll probably produce for you. Yeah. Sometimes when they produce a late bloom, the fruits are not quite normal. But they'll still be edible and everything. So keep up the good care.
The tree is 3 years old, and it's the first blooming. So I didn't know if it was off season or. But you say that'll be okay, huh?
Sure. If it continues to hang on and grow, it'll be edible, and it's just probably just trying it out. It likes to produce fruit.
Yeah, it may not hold them. Also, 3 year old tree.
Yeah,
may drop them.
Just watch it and see what happens.
Give it normal care, okay, Bob?
But lots of promise, and thank you.
Thank you, Bob. And we have text messages, or we're going to go to Jerry in Inverness. Good morning, Jerry.
Oh, Teresa and Tom.
Hello.
I got a question about a few weeks ago you had an expert on some DeLand on the nursery on olive trees.
Yes. Dana.
He gave a schedule, very detailed, of what to do, but I can't find it. I emailed him, but I get no answer back. On the thing, and I was wondering if it's published somewhere. I also tried to look up one of your old programs, but I get lost in the shuffle.
Jerry, if you will text us on the Facebook page your email address, and we'll go ahead and send you information on olive trees.
Yeah. Oh, you will? I could just email you?
Yes, email Tom. Tom, what's your email address?
You can go up on thebetterlawns.com.
Yes, on the
I'll
better.
Do that.
Yeah. Do that.
And we'll get it to Dana, and I'm sure he has information. He'll be happy to send you. Dana Venrick at Quality Green Specialists is the name of the business.
Yeah, I may have something wrong, and I emailed the wrong place or something.
Well, Quality Green Specialists, and they're up in DeLand.
Right, and it's qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think I'm doing something wrong, you know, because I'm not getting the bloom.
Okay. How old is your olive tree?
Well, you're fertilizing too much.
That's
what Dana said. Cut out the fertilizer. And I had several people write me back saying they need to cut out the fertilizer.
There you go.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, I got grass growing underneath the tree. Is that good or bad?
Well, I don't think that's going to hurt it, but if you're fertilizing the grass, you're fertilizing the tree. And so that's probably keeping it from flowering. Yeah.
Okay. I'll be doing that, and I'll send you the email request. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
Sounds good.
Bye now. Great day.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Jerry. Let's see if we can get in a couple of quick ones here. Let's see, this one here about the torpedo grass. It jumped up on me. There it comes. Can I kill torpedo grass with black plastic cover? How long do I leave it down? Torpedo grass is tough.
It is. I'm thinking you're going to have to leave it down a long
time. Well, and it's got to be thick also, because torpedo grass is sharp and it'll puncture it and come up through the black plastic. But if you can get it covered for a period of time, probably a year.
Yeah.
The best thing to do is get something and control it. You can get the Grass Be Gone product, which is an ortho product. There's a couple of them out there.
There is. Look at the label for torpedo grass. It'll be labeled for it. And you definitely, I think that's the easiest way to go. And it's also safe to use. Yep. So it's follow the instructions.
Yes, and always the label's the law. We got a couple others, but I don't think we quite have time for them right now. But appreciate everybody going through and telling us about the text messages. Up and running now, so I feel good.
took the stress right off you.
There we go. Okay, coming up next hour, who do we have?
We have Tina McIntyre. She's a Seminole County, Florida-friendly landscaping agent, and we're going to be talking about the celebrating Earth Day for week-long programs.
And you're going to be part of it.
I'm going to be part of it at design class on Monday.
Sounds good. So we'll have time for your questions, of course, so feel free to come right on back and be with us. And you can text me during the break time if you want, 23680. It's up and running, which is good news for us. So don't go away. We'll be back. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.